Welcome to your five for the day. Looking back, it seems to me that the 50s was a great decade. Even today, more than a half a century later, everyone is nostalgic for that era. World War II was over and the chaos, wars, riots and assassinations of the 60s hadn't yet dawned. In the Christian world, a fiery evangelist named Billy Graham was showing up on television screens and magazine covers. People listened to the radio preachers of the day and also turned the dial to hear popular singers like Pat Boone and Elvis Presley. At night, families would turn on the television for a weekly visit with Dixon of Dock Green, The Good Old Days, and Watch With Mother was available every weekday. Winston Churchill, Anthony Eden and Harold Macmillan followed each other into Downing Street, and Supermac famously declared in July 1957 that most of our people have never had it so good, at a time when the country was riding high on the post-war economic boom. That's why even today, more than half a century later, everyone wants to relive the age of those oldies but goodies. If you're a child of the 1950s or before, you're a classic. Just think of all that was accomplished by the following people in their older years in the Bible. Abraham and Sarah raised their son of promise when they were more than 80. Moses battled Pharaoh and delivered Israel at age 80. Then he led the rebellious nation for the next 40 years until he was 120. Daniel was well past 80 when he was thrown into the lion's den. Zacharias and Elizabeth were senior citizens before they were given the responsibility of raising the forerunner of the Messiah, John the Baptist. The Apostle Paul referred to himself as Paul the Aged, yet he was busier than ever, writing letters even while imprisoned for his faith. The Apostle John wrote his greatest masterpieces, his Gospel, Epistles, and the Book of the Revelation in old age. Without a doubt, oldies but goodies have a role to play in the world today. It's a privilege to be a classic for God. The book of Ecclesiastes includes a powerful poetic picture of old age and its limitations. It compares a human being to a great house where the inhabitants one by one stop working. That's old age. The trembling hands, the bowed legs, the teeth falling out, the dim eyes, the deaf ears. And the writer's application is this: remember your Creator while you're still young, before those days come. Always remember that the best time to devote your life to God is now, because now is the accepted time. Today is the day of God's great salvation. Don't leave it too late.